It's being called a living shoreline and calls for the removal of a concrete bulkhead along a stretch of shoreline at the north end of Grand Island, not far from its small neighbor, Grass Island. In place of the concrete, native plants, logs, and a beach will be put in place. Jill Jedlicka is executive director of Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, one of the partners involved.
What we're trying to do right now in this pilot Living Shoreline project is to demonstrate and test these methodologies on the main island to make sure that, you know, we're going to implement habitat that can sustain the forces of the river as well as complement the importance habitat of Grass Island right across the river.
Large portions of the island's shoreline are privately owned. Jedlicka encourages the owners to consider a living shoreline, both to promote the river's own health and also to give their property a nice look. Also participating in the project are the Town of Grand Island, the Sandy Beach Park Club, and Greenway Commission. Funding for the project comes from the 2007 New York Power Authority relicensing settlement. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.